The Sixth Sunday of Easter, May 25th. The Collect and Psalm will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The First Lesson, Second Lesson, and Gospel will be read from the God's Word Translation. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The first lesson is from Acts chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man from Macedonia. The man urged Paul, "Come to Macedonia to help us." As soon as Paul had seen the vision, we immediately looked for a way to go to Macedonia. We concluded that God had called us to tell the people of Macedonia about the good news. So we took a ship from Troas and sailed straight to the island of Samothrace. The next day we sailed to the city of Neapolis, and from there we went to the city of Philippi. Philippi is a leading city in that part of Macedonia, and it is a Roman colony. We were in the city for a number of days. On the day of rest, a holy day, we went out of the city to a place along the river where we thought Jewish people gathered for prayer. We sat down and began talking to the women who had gathered there. A woman named Lydia was present. She was a convert to Judaism from the city of Thyatira and sold purple dye for a living. She was listening because the Lord made her willing to pay attention to what Paul said. When Lydia and her family were baptized, she invited us to stay at her home. She said, "If you're convinced that I believe in the Lord, then stay at my home." She insisted, so we did. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The psalm appointed for the day is Psalm 67. May God be merciful to us and bless us. Show us the light of His countenance and come to us. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide all the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has brought forth her increase. May God, our own God, give us His blessing. May God give us His blessing, and may all the ends of the earth stand in awe of Him. The second lesson is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 10 and 22 through 27, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. He carried me by His power away to a large high mountain. He showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. I did not see any temple in it, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city doesn't need any sun or moon to give it light, because the glory of God gave it light. The Lamb was its lamp. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will be open all day. They will never close, because there won't be any night there. They will bring the glory and wealth of the nations into the holy city, nothing unclean, no one who does anything detestable, and no liars will ever enter it. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter it. The angel showed me a river filled with the water of life, as clear as crystal. It was flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. Between the street of the city and the river, there was a tree of life visible from both sides. It produced 12 kinds of fruit. Each month had its own fruit. The leaves of the tree will heal the nations. There will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city. His servants will worship him and see his face. His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night, and they will not need any light from lamps or the sun, because the Lord God will shine on them. They will rule as kings forever and ever. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel from John chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will go to them and make our home with them. A person who doesn't love me doesn't do what I say. I don't make up what you hear me say. What I say comes from the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I'm still with you. However, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. He will remind you of everything that I have ever told you. I'm leaving you peace. I'm giving you my peace. I don't give you the kind of peace that the world gives. So don't be troubled or cowardly. You heard me tell you, I'm going away, but I'm coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I am. I'm telling you this now before it happens. When it does happen, you will believe." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel from John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Later, Jesus went to Jerusalem for a Jewish festival. Near Sheep Gate in Jerusalem was a pool called Bethesda in Hebrew. It had 5 porches. Under these porches, a large number of sick people, people who were blind, lame, or paralyzed, used to lie. One man who had been sick for 38 years was lying there. Jesus saw the man lying there and knew that he had been sick for a long time. So Jesus asked the man, "Would you like to get well?" The sick man answered Jesus, "Sir, I don't have anyone to put me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get there, someone else steps into the pool ahead of me." Jesus told the man, "Get up, pick up your cot, and walk." The man immediately became well, picked up his cot, and walked. That happened on a day of rest, a holy day. The Gospel of the Lord. On May 27th, we celebrate the lives of Bertha and Ethelbert, Queen and King of Kent, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Christianity had been known in Britain among the Celts since the 3rd century. But in the 5th century, the southeast was invaded by pagan Anglo-Saxons who drove the Celts north and west into Scotland, Ireland, and Wales. Ethelbert succeeded his father as Saxon king of Kent in 560. He was, according to the Venerable Bede, a fair ruler and the first English king to promulgate a code of law. Brisk cross-channel trade with France exposed Ethelbert to Roman customs and luxuries. His admiration for the Frankish ways led him to marry a French Christian princess, Bertha. Although not a Christian himself, Ethelbert promised Bertha's father that she could practice her faith. Good to his word, he welcomed her chaplain and granted him an old Christian mausoleum to convert into the Church of St. Martin, which still stands today. In 597, the Roman mission to England under Augustine arrived. When he first heard the gospel, Ethelbert was cautious and unconvinced. However, his fair-mindedness and hospitality were evident in his welcome to Augustine. "The words and promises you bring are fair enough, but because they are new to us and doubtful, I cannot accept them and forsake those beliefs which I and the whole English race have held so long. But as you have come on a long pilgrimage and are anxious, I perceive, to share with us things which you believe are true and good, we do not wish to do you harm. On the contrary, we receive you hospitably and provide what is necessary for your support. Nor do we forbid you to win all you can to your faith and religion by your preaching." The following Pentecost, Ethelbert was baptized, becoming the first Christian king in England. Though he helped the missionaries and founded cathedrals and churches throughout southeastern England, including Canterbury Cathedral, he never coerced his people or even his children into conversion. Bertha's kind and charitable nature and Ethelbert's respect for law and the dignity of individual conscience represent to this day some of the best of the English Christian spirit. Let us pray. God of creation, who molded humanity from the fertile earth, grant that we, following the good examples of Queen Bertha and King Ethelbert, may gladly receive and fruitfully nurture the seed of the gospel to the bounty of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, now and forever. Amen.